The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
It's been practice for state police to include an offender's workplace on the sex offender registry, but now it will become mandatory. The effect on business owners? Prepare to have your workplace address made publicly available if you hire a registered offender.
The people that will be affected are the registrants, their families, but equally importantly, it's going to be employers.
J.P. Welch is part of an organization called Safer Virginia. He opposed the legislation as it made its way through the General Assembly this year, not because he doesn't want the police to have access to the info, but because he says it serves as a disincentive to hiring a registered offender.
There's no real benefit to a small business to have their address listed on a sex offender registry, and in the employment market, it's difficult enough as it is.
Experts agree steady employment decreases the likelihood of reoffending, but proponents of the new law say the information is important to public safety. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.